Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and tonight's conversation is with Tom Bloom, Director of Defense Finance and Accounting Service. Wood?
Tom, before the break, you were talking about the importance of public service, and in our jobs, we feel it very important that we have a make a contribution, and so I share your commitment to public service. Let's talk a little bit more about DFAS. I understand you have a new vision for the organization. Could you tell us about it?
Sure. There are really four tenets of our vision. The first tenet is to be a world-class provider of finance and accounting services with a strong corporate identity. Really two catchphrases there. The first one is world-class provider. It is no longer good enough to be just the best in government or one of the best in government or as good as, you know, the average of the private sector. We are going to have to be world-class at DFAS. We are going to have to be in the top 10% of folks who provide the kind of service that we provide. If we're going to be competitive and relevant and best value to our customer, we're going to have to become world-class. Second part of that is to have a strong corporate identity. The Defense Finance and Accounting Service is really a consolidation of the accounting and finance offices that the four services had prior to DFAS being formed. And so therefore, we really have four corporate identities. And what we're trying to do is amalgamate that into one corporate identity where we're learning from one another, where we're picking up the best practices of each. The second tenet of our vision is to become a trusted, innovative financial advisor. We've been too much of a utility where we have been supplying folks data, but not much information. In fact, I've had a commander tell me that that we're drowning them in data and they're thirsting for information. So we have to become the financial advisor, the trusted financial advisor, much like you all might be to the private sector. Our third tenet, and probably the most important, is that we would like to become an employer of choice, providing a progressive and professional work environment for our folks. Much like I like to use PwC as an example when I'm talking to my folks, we want the best and the brightest to come to work at DFAS. We want to attract them by having a progressive and professional work environment where we're working with the latest in technology. We're training our people all the time to operate in this new economy. And we want our people, we want DFAS to be a ticket that people have to have on their resume if they want to be relevant in this community. And we want the private sector to be wanting to, we want them beating down our doors to hire our folks. And then I want our environment to be so good that they don't leave, that they stay at DFAS. We've got some work to go on that. The last tenet of our vision is we want to be competitive and the best value to our customers. We are going to have to compete with the private sector probably for most of our jobs over the next 5 to 7 years. And we should encourage that. We should want that competition. We should want to be the best that we can be and to be the best value.
I understand your motto is your financial partner at work with the internet at sign. And so I'm curious to know how you're refocusing customer relations efforts to support this motto.
Well, you know, our customers are world-class customers. They're the best in the world, and we need to be as good as they are, and we're not quite there yet. But our new catchphrase or slogan, your financial partner at work, we hope will emphasize what we're trying to do. The first word, your, we want to make it clear to our customers that we belong to them, that we're there to service them. Financial, we do provide accounting and financial services, so that makes sense. Third, partner. We really want our customers to know that we are their partner, that we are in it with them, and we want to do all the things that partners do for one another. We want to communicate, and we want to make sure we're servicing them as well as we can. The at sign, the internet, the at sign, that's to signify that we are modern, and we are jumping full force into the e-commerce world, and we're ready to go with that. And then the fourth work. Double meaning there. You know, we're working for them, and we're working hard. We've got the same kind of work ethic that our customers, the hardworking warfighters.
In terms of your efforts with respect to your customers and in becoming the trusted financial advisor, I understand you're also considering, and you referred, by the way, to the issue of competing with the private sector. I understand you're considering some competitive outsourcing opportunities within your operation. Could you tell us a little bit about that, and particularly within the context of trying to become the employer of choice?
Sometimes a tough balance there, Wood. But we believe very strongly that we compete well with the private sector. And over the next 5 to 7 years, we will compete out probably 90% of the work that we do. We've got two initiatives, retired and annuitant pay and civilian pay, two very large parts of our business that we will be competing out in the next year. Our philosophy on this is we want to be doing the stuff that we do best. And we think that on a lot of stuff that we match up pretty well with the private sector. But the stuff we don't do so well, you know, so be it. That should probably be done by someone else, and we should stick to what we do best, our core competencies.
What do you think you'll gain from that process?
Well, one of the great things about the process is, first, we learn an awful lot about ourselves. We take a really hard look at the way we're doing business, and in the past, we've done five of these competitive sourcings in the past, and in each case, we really have been able to squeeze out a lot of inefficiencies in our process. Nothing like competition to make you learn what you need to learn about your operation.
But does the competitive outsourcing produce a challenge in terms of your efforts to be the employer of choice? Sometimes folks are concerned when the boss talks about competitive outsourcing. How are you handling that?
Hold your answer. It's time for a break. We'll be right back with more of the Business of Government Hour.